This is the USF Bulls Report with Derek Sharp.
Big time drama, of course. We're replaying it all Sunday on USF Bulls Unlimited. The Bulls tie it in the top of the ninth inning, but fall to Texas 4-3. Had a chance to talk to head coach Billy Moll via Zoom on Sunday morning ahead of game two, but yeah, had to go back to that ninth inning last night, starting with the two-out hit by Jared Eaton that set the table for the Drew Brutcher Dramatics.
Captain Clutch comes up again, puts a ball in the gap for a double, and then here comes Drew Brutcher. And you had a good feeling. You thought something good was going to happen. He works the count to 3-2, and then 3-2 breaking ball, and he hammers it over the right field wall. Long, majestic home run, and it was like, wow, here we go again. You know, and then we had the momentum going, and, you know, Brad Lord had been really good, had some of his good stuff going, and you know, that last inning, we kick a ball and no problem, we're in the ninth spot in their lineup, and you know, first pitch fastball, and Kennedy got a good piece of it, and that ball was hit really hard, got over Chamo's head, and that was the game.
As you heard, Texas jumped ahead early, and there were a couple of defensive plays the Bulls probably normally make that they didn't. Texas, meanwhile, made all of its. The head coach says, yeah, maybe that environment, 7,000-plus screaming fans, had a little to do with it at first.
Tried to prepare them as best as I could in terms of just staying in the moment. And I told them that when they go out there, they're going to have the butterflies. It's going to be the biggest crowd they've ever played in front of. And we tried to address it on the front end. And then you could see it in our guys, Jack, you know, Carmine getting the ground ball and rushing it to Ruiz. You could tell that the game was a little bit sped up those first couple innings. And then once they settled in, and Jack did a great job of composing himself, once we got through that, I felt like, all right, here we go. We're back to where we're supposed to be.
The head coach also confirming that Colin Sullivan will get the ball to start game two for the Bulls. On the other side, it will be their number two starter, right-hander Tristan Stevens. 10-3 with a 2.77 ERA. Not the strikeout guy that Ty Madden was last night, but someone who's given them at least six innings in his last 12 starts and at least seven over his last four starts. I know, speaking of starting, I had to ask the question.
Of course, I have to ask you how much thought's being put to having Drew in the starting lineup.
That'll be a game time decision for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. At game time is 9:06 Tampa time. We'll be on the air at 8:45. For game two, Jim Lauk and yours truly will have the call on USF Bulls Unlimited. With your Bulls report for Sunday from Austin, Texas, I'm Derek Sharp.